on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
It is time for the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview, and today it's the start of the synthetic season. We are racing at Sportsbet Ballarat on the synthetic. The rail is true, and Warren Huntley, as he does each and every Monday, is here to find us all of the winners. Morning, Waz.
Morning, Michael.
Such a big weekend. You didn't know where to look with the torrential downpour up in Queensland. Thankfully, they were racing at Eagle Farm, a great win in the 10,000 of Mars Zoo. It was an entertaining meeting over in Adelaide and the Derby. And then we had Alana Kelly putting on a show at Flemington. Have you got one or two highlights? What would be your gold, silver and bronze from the weekend?
Look, I thought the winners, the win in the Ramsden for me was one of the highlights. I think Elation is a real potential star horse. Looking forward to seeing him. And the story of Marzu, I suppose you take one from each state and the main races. Marzu's just been a revelation for the Snowdens, and just the way that he was able to win the 10,000 and hold on. He's got a great winning habit, hasn't he? And talking to Paul Snowden yesterday morning, he got a little bit of additional pressure with the announcement that the Everest spot had been sewn up for 2 years prior to the 10,000. Fortunately, the horse didn't know that, and he was up to the challenge.
And you don't normally see him so emotional post-race as well.
No, it's been a great journey for them and Triple Crown, hasn't it? I mean, you're so quick on the heels of a horse like Red Zell, and he's got a long way to go to do what Red Zell did. But he's a really talented galloper, and having those Everest slots sewn up is such an important thing. It doesn't have to worry about trying to find a slot holder. They can just work backwards, as Paul was saying yesterday, from that goal, and away they go.
Let's turn our attention to today, and it is the first of the synthetics. And what's your usual game plan when it comes to the synthetic winter racing, Warren?
Well, I think it's a track where you both synthetic tracks, you want to have horses that are going to be able to flow into the race and maintain momentum. I don't think you want to be back three back the fence and trying to build momentum halfway down the home straight when other horses have got their momentum. Every year can be different, and the tracks are worked on every day, and you want to sort of have a look at it and see how it's playing, because at times we have seen patterns evolve, but I generally think they'll play pretty fair, and I tend to default to horses that I think are going to be able to flow into the race and build their momentum.
Well, local trainers tend to go very well, and there is none better than the McAvoy team when it comes to Ballarat, and they've got a big team in for the first of the synthetic meetings, and it's great to catch up with Calvin. Good morning, Calvin. You well?
Yeah, I'm well, Mike. How are you?
Very well indeed. Hey, before I ask you about your runners today, you would have been wrapped with the run of Twin Stars, another very impressive win on the weekend.
Yeah, he did a super job. Look, he's a colt we've always loved, and we were confident he would be hard to beat. I was a little bit concerned about the Moorfield Parks track. It can make it a little bit hard for a big horse like him, but he did a terrific job, and he heads up to Queensland now.
So does he go to the JJ? Is that the plan?
Yeah, plan would be, if he's really well, which he seems to be, we'll run him in the size in 2 weeks, and then it's 2 weeks into the JJ.
All right. He'll be very hard to beat in what he did on the weekend. As will your runners today. How much of an advantage is it, do you think, to have these horses being trained and worked on the synthetic at Ballarat?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really big advantage. You would have seen last season, our horses in particular went very well on it. We used it, quite a bit to gallop on. So I think it does help. They're comfortable on it. They know the track, and it certainly puts you at a little bit of an advantage.
You kick off the day in race number one with number 10, Star Seller, who's been racing really well in last couple of runs as well.
Yeah, she's been going quite well. Look, I've been a little bit disappointed in her that she hasn't broken through yet. She can gallop. She's a big, strong filly. I think the Polly will really suit her. She's worked well on it. She's trialled well on it, and drawn out wide, we'll roll forward. She has got speed, and hopefully she's too good. Looks like Mitch Friedman's has trialled up quite well.
Race number two, another one that's knocking on the door of a winner's Topeka, can race up on the speed. Is today her day?
I'm hoping so. They went a little bit quick last start over 1400. Her last two have been on soft track. She's sort of been okay on them, but I think that the Polly will be key. She's another one that we've gone to the races very confident. Plenty of times, and that was sort of coming out of her lead-up gallops being on the Polly. So I'm hoping that she rewards us today on the surface.
Interesting debutante in race three, Silent Sorrento by Fiorente, a Melbourne Cup winner out of Silent Surround.
Yeah, she's a half to our good mare, Silent Sovereign, who was won a Group 2 a couple of weeks ago. So it's a nice family. It's the mare keeps producing. And she's a nice filly. She's been a little bit troublesome in the gates. I'm hoping that she puts her best foot forward today, but she'll certainly be better out over a mile in 2,000. But it does look a nice kickoff race for her, and she's an each way chance.
And then we go to race number four over 2,100. And I Steps has been pretty close in recent starts as well.
Yeah, he's a bit of a funny horse. He tries hard. He's very sound. He just doesn't go very fast. And we thought about the 2,400 last Friday at Geelong, but I thought we'd try something different. We'll run him today. I think he'll run very well. But I've also accepted with him on Wednesday in the 2,600-metre maiden at Ballarat. So we might try something a little bit different there.
Tycoon's Girl steps up now in class after winning last start at Horsham. That was a pretty good effort after almost a year off.
Really good effort. She had a bit of a wind operation between Sandown and first up the other day. Look, she's a smart filly, this. So it shows the depth of the race. I think she was $8 when the markets opened. And she's pretty good. She can be a little bit temperamental behind the gates, which I'm sure you'll see today, but I'm hoping she's on her best behaviour. She's very quick, and I could see her controlling the race and being too good, hopefully, although with full respect to the Lindsay Smith runner.
Okay, well, that's a good push there. And then we get to see Nabbed, who is favourite in the last. And, again, this horse we haven't seen much of since its win 12 months ago on the synthetic.
Yeah, did a really good job that day. She was sort of a lightly framed filly back then, and we got the run out of her. She then had another start and was quite disappointing. She went to the paddock, came back in, and I just felt she didn't come up last preparation. We sort of got her to the trial stages, and I don't think she was going that well, and I think she was just going through a growth spurt, to be honest. But she's going super this prep. She's trialled up well. I think 1,200 is probably as short as she wants now, but in 58 grade, I'm hoping she gets away with it, and she's a filly that she'll get to a much better grade than this.
Sounds like we end the day with a few confident tips there. Who do you think are your best couple?
Yeah, I think Nabbed and Tycoon's Girl are probably the two that my money would be going on.
Good luck today, Calvin.
Thanks very much.
Calvin McAvoy with his runners at Ballarat on the synthetic today. We kick off the program at 1 o'clock. It's over 2,000 metres, and we scratch number one. And interestingly enough, this is his first data from the Mitch Friedman stable. Opened up $2.40. It's eased out to $3.10. Star Seller from the McAvoy stables, $3.20. It's gone the other way, $4.40 into $3.20. Bella Sorrelina is at $3.50. And then Moon Yanko at $4.60. What have you seen of Wild Komodo, the debutante of the Mitch Friedman stable?
Most recent jump out had the blinkers on, Michael, and really wanted to jump and run with the application of that headgear. So I'd expect, if you're trying to do a speculative map on this race, I'd map Wild Komodo into a forward spot with the application of blinkers on race day that were on in that most recent jump out. Obviously, race day and trial pressure's different. I probably would have liked to see a little bit more control from Wild Komodo. It did look to want to really get on with it, but it was an eye-catcher in terms of showing some really good speed. I've been batting up for Moon Yanko a bit recently, and I just think this race can set up well for her with some good form around all her runs today. She was solid to the line. Really smart ride to dominate the race from the front last start at Mornington on Red Sister to win that race, and there was no real excuses for Moon Yanko, but I think holding her back at the 1,000 metres and in a race where there looks reasonable speed on a day where, I struggle to find best bets. I think it's a very competitive day, Michael. I'm quite keen on Moon Yanko. I think she can get a chance. She's definitely got a maiden win in her, and I'm with her today. 8 ahead of 10, Star Seller, who rode the speed, battled on well last start. 5, Wild Komodo. If that dash shown in the jump out can be harnessed to just pace himself to some extent on race day, then he's going to give them something to catch. 6, Bella Sorrelina, has been back to the jump out since that first up run. She's limited, but she puts herself in the race and she'll at least be there for a while and get an economical run from a favourable draw. 8, 10, 5, 6.
8, 10, 5 and 6 in the first. Race number 2, over 1,200 metres, scratch 1, 9, 13 and 16. Hallowed Ground is the 390 favourite. Topeka at 550. Where's the Hunter is at $6 and Super Aurora is at $7.50. Who do you like in the second, Warren?
I'm with five Sky Warrior each way here, Michael, with the blinkers coming on, nose roll going off. Comes back slightly in distance, but chased a smart horse in Copperfield last start, chased Jayanti the start before. So the former Andy's run this preparation's solid, just trusting the team as much as anything else, coming back to the 1,400 metres from that run at 1,200 last start, and with the application of blinkers and in a very even race. So I'm with five each way, ahead of 11, Topeka. I think also coming back in distance is a positive for her. Two Del Super was poor last start, had a gap between runs, but every other run in recent times has been positive. So spelled after that run, low-profile stable, might be able to run well from a good draw at odds. And seven Where's the Hunter looks to have jumped out nicely enough to make the debut. Not sure what to make of Hallowed Ground. He can put himself in the race from that wide draw. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he won, but I thought he was under the odds, just in the mix in an even race for me. 5.11.2.7.
5.11.2.7 in the second race. A bit of value there, Sky Warrior, $8.2.60. Race number three is over 1,400 metres. We can scratch number three. Super League is the favourite, $3.10. Big Friday, $3.30. Silent Sorrento, we heard from Calvin McAvoy, the first starter at $4.40, and Ideal Miss, $5.50. Do you give the first starter, well-bred first starter, Silent Sorrento, a hope here, Warren?
I think it's a suitable distance to kick off, Michael, but she looks like a horse who'll even get out further to me. I think it's a nice kick-off point for her, but she's not in my numbers. Her jump outs have been okay. Earmuffs are on for her debut. I thought she's already shaping like a horse who probably wants more ground. No surprise to see her kicking off at this trip. Super League's had a frustrating habit in two runs today of being slowly away. So at 1,400 metres tempo, that mightn't be as crucial, but you would like to see her begin clean and she gets a tongue tie on here. Yeah, I'm leaning to her, but she's got to begin a little bit more cleanly than she has been, I think, to give herself a better opportunity of getting through the grades. 12 ahead of 7, Sheriff Glamorgan. I think he's a bit over the odds. He was beaten by a smart galloper last start in Arizona Dreaming, who just didn't really know what he was doing on debut at Donald and ran around like a broken shopping trolley in the home straight, but still won well. I thought he stuck to his task really well in that race, and up to 1,400 metres, a positive. 9 Ideal Miss. She's been consistent for the majority of her career. She just needs a touch of luck from the draw to slot into a spot behind the speed. I think she can be competitive. And Big Friday looks to have trialled up quite nicely to resume. Another horse that I think suited kicking off the preparation at 1,400 metres. 12.7.9.1.
12.7.9.1 in race number three. Race number four, a maiden over 2,100 metres. No scratchings here. Cruziana is the favourite at $2, even money. Celtic Glory, $3.20. And I Steppies is at $5.50. And Brave But Crackers is the next in the market at $10. So short price favourite from the Mar Eustace stable here, being $2.40 into even money this morning.
Yeah, well, she's got to be in the mix, Michael, but I think she's short enough in the market. Kilmore last start, she was trying to make a run wide on the track in a race that was dominated closer to the speed. She was well supported on that occasion, been the story for the majority of her runs. Gets the winkers on here. She may be looking for the rising trip. I think she's way under the odds. Gallic Glory's been going okay. The run two starts ago, albeit seventh, but in a bunch finish, probably good enough to be winning here. Maybe just the taxing ground at Warrnambool wasn't in her favour last start, and that race was dominated closer to the speed. Just thought she's got at least a win in this grade in her Gallic Glory. I'm leaning 8 ahead of 1 Anti Steps. I thought the run this preparation had been terrific. Tough, puts himself on speed. He'll keep giving a sight. Cruziana is in the mix. She's probably got less convictions than most of these, and she may well appreciate the application of the winkers and the rise in trip, and she could certainly win, but I think she's under the odds. 3 Brave But Crackers, I think, will appreciate the rise in distance. 8.1.9.3.
8.1.9.3 in the fourth. We are four races down, four to go on the Ballarat Synthetic, the first of the synthetic season. We'll be back with a quaddy after this.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Monday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We are racing at Sportsbet Ballarat today on the synthetic, and we're up to race number five, which is the first leg of the quaddy. In this race, over 2,000, scratch number seven, 2,100 in fact. Crystal Dynasty is the favourite. Johnny Allen riding for Mar Eustace, $2.90. Mr Mischief is at $4.40. Indian Doll, $4.60. Mishinka, $8.50. How many in this first leg, Warren?
I'm putting three in, Michael. I thought the top two are pretty high in the market. In number one, Mr. Mischief, and number five, Crystal Dynasty. He was a revelation on the synthetic surface last season, Mr. Mischief. He just loved getting onto the synthetic tracks, and both here and at Pakenham. And I think with good racing under his belt, dropping from a 64 last start and dropping back in distance, I don't think is a negative for him. He's a tough, big, strong horse. Don't think the weight's necessarily an issue for him, because it's a relatively high minimum for the horses that have got chances. Won't be carrying a lot of dead weight with Vlad Djurić aboard. Going to go with one head of five, Crystal Dynasty. I wasn't sure where she was at, but you're foolish to be doubting the Mara and Eustace team, and they want to get a horse up in distance, and that's what they did. She's out of a Zabil mare, a Tavistock daughter, and she appreciated that rising trip last start, beaten by a very much informed horse in Regina. So she's had the run in the distance range. Now she's an obvious danger. Been a gap between runs for number four, Indian Doll, and the race opened up beautifully for her last start. I think there's more depth at the top end here, but she's another one that I think is worth including. And two Machinkas deep enough into the preparation, she can't be improving. But from an inside draw with the claim for Hannah Bonk, she should get every opportunity. And maybe she is looking for the step back up in distance at this stage of the prep. 1-5-4-2.
1-5-4-2 in the first leg of the quaddy. Race number five, a 58 over the 1,000. And as Calvin McAvoy said, it's a pretty good race. Scratch 4, 8, 12, and 13. Shock and Awe is the $4.20 favourite. True Nobility, $5. Typhoon's Girl at $5. And Rastelli, $5.50. Who are you with, Lauren?
I'm with number six, True Nobility here, Michael, with the blinkers going on. Now, if you get a chance to go back and have a look at race that Horsham that he comes through last start, it was an outstanding winning ride on Miss Belvini for the Tom Dabney stable with Robbie Downey aboard. And she's a horse with a really bright future. I thought True Nobility ran well. Blinkers come on, fitter with that run under the belt, hitting this race third up. I thought had a terrific winning hope, as does 14, Shock and Awe, who also hits this race third up. And there's been merit in both the runs this preparation. He's getting fitter, and he was beaten by a stablemate to the top selection last start. So Peter Chow could probably give us a handle on how that form lines up. Two Secret Heroes, one of a few horses today that have got a real affinity for the synthetic track. Start of the season, looks to have trialled up well. I think he's in the mix at odds. And seven, Rastelli, probably pushes forward from that wider draw. And another one who's racing consistently in the mix. Tycoon's Girl was able to win at Horsham last start. She rode the speed there and had things in her favour. I just thought there might be a bit more pressure, and this was tougher on working around her. 6-14-2-7.
6-14-2-7 in race number six. Race number seven, we have over 1,200 metres, scratch 1 and 13, Nabbed. Good push again from Calvin McAvoy, $2.40. Zia Vera at $3.60 and $6. The next one is Kerry Oath. Can we trim this leg?
Yeah, I thought we'd probably need at least three, perhaps even four in this league, Michael. And Nabbed and Zavira, the ones that are at the top, I'm putting three in this league. I thought Zavira, who was well back first up, probably didn't get the galloping room when she needed it, but that can be a little bit of her lot in life. But from the wider draw here on the synthetic track, she will be able to flow into the race and build a momentum when she needs it. 8 out of 3, Nabbed, who looks to have jumped out nicely to resume in a good jump out recently behind Brownie, who's quite a talented horse from the Mara and Eustace stable. She was working through the line well, and she's a winner here on debut, as you outlined with Calvin McAvoy talking earlier. So synthetic track, no problem for number three, Nabbed. 12, Renaissance. I think it's a value chance here, a potential blowout. Was back in the field in a race dominated closer to the speed, but good through the line last start, up to 1,200 metres suits. I'm including Renaissance in anything I do in the race, throwing it in the quaddy. I think it's a big odds blowout chance to Kerry Off, who won that no race going back a while ago when they had the barriers in the wrong position. Won a maiden since then and won another race, been a little bit hit and miss, but fitter with one run under the belt this preparation. 8-3-12-2.
8-3-12-2 in race seven. And the last of eight jumps at 6:30, over 1,400, take out 11, 14, 15, and 16. Alfoil is the $4.20 favourite. Pono Kitoro is at $4.40, and then we're out to Valentino's on at $5. How do we come home, Woz?
I think we come home fairly wide, Michael. Pono Katoro seems to be the real key runner of the race. The debut win on good ground at Wyong was quite an impressive performance. Hasn't seen a good rated track since and has been finishing down the track. But back here in Victoria for the Mare and Eustace Stable, and obviously on firm ground on the synthetic track here, just might be what the horse is looking for. So I've gone with 10 ahead of 6, Show Minder, who'll be riding the speed, deep into the preparation, going well, giving a good sight, brave on the speed, last start only narrowly beaten. Alfoil gets the benefit of a dropping grade and a claim here for Hannah Edgley, and I think he'll be on the speed. 3 Valentinos on, been back to the jump out since that first up run. Horse that does have an affinity with this track, and well, I'll be going even a little bit wider in the quaddie, including number 5, Rebellious Lord, who's a bit of a veteran, so to speak, but he's another horse who can pull out a run here, and I think he's going okay. 10, 6, 1 and 3.
10, 6, 1 and 3. What's the best way to play today?
Gee, I found it tough, Michael. I've gone early with my best, race 1, number 8, Moon Yanko, who's been about the $4.60, but I think that's a good price for her. I've made her the best bet. Value, race 2, number 5, Sky Warrior, with the blinkers coming on. A little roughy, race 7, number 12, Renaissance. Wasn't my top selection, but certainly worth a spec each way, and wouldn't be surprised to see Renaissance blow out at close to $31. Quaddy for me, first leg, 1, 4 and 5. Second leg, 2, 6 and 14. Numbers 3, 8 and 12 in the third leg. Last leg going wider with numbers 1, 3, 5, 6 and 10. Going to play an early quaddie as the player today, Michael, and I don't think we can narrow it down too much, but hoping to get the right split. First leg, numbers 5, 8 and 10. Second leg, numbers 2, 3, 5, 7 and 11. Third leg, 1, 7, 9 and 12. Home with numbers 1, 8 and 9.
Excellent, Warren. Good punting today.
Thanks, Michael.